This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I have run G-Code and almost exclusively run G-Code for the past 4 years. G-Code and, you know, Frog have been with me for some time. G-Code is indestructible, and they work every time. Concealed or out in the open, check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. The Crime Prevention Research Center has recently conducted a study to examine the behavior of those applying for concealed carry permits and the rapid increase of CCW applications. Of course, when I'm talking about that organization, we're talking about John Lott, so trustworthy. According to the study's findings, between 2009 and 2015, the number of concealed carry permits has increased to over 14.5 million, a 215% increase since 2007. If you look at Google Trends, people's interest in concealed carry spikes whenever a mass shooting takes place. It occurred after the Umpqua Community College attack in Oregon, the Paris terrorist attack, and even more significantly after the San Bernardino terrorist attack. What does this say about people who are wanting to carry a weapon concealed? It says that Americans are afraid and they would like to be able to protect themselves. They do not want to be like victims of mass shootings who have to hide and then hope that they survive. They want to have the option of fighting back, of giving them and their coworkers and their families a fighting chance. When San Bernardino happened, Stacy Lasky and Larry Lasky of Frog Lube were very near that particular incident. I knew it at the time. I was a little concerned about that. Somebody that I watch all the time that was actually part of my inspiration to take up biking. Her name is Kim Perfetto. She goes by Kim Nonstop. She was very near Nice when the truck attack happened. She was there. So there's people I either know about or know that have been very close to these things. Now, I myself, I've done everything I can to prepare if something like that happens in front of me, and then I'm just going to have to act. But it's people that I know that concern me when they're around these kinds of things. When you hear about something like this, if you know that people that you know are near these things, you're listening, hoping, praying you don't hear your friends' names or your family's names. If you're in close proximity to it, probably the most unsettling thing that ever happened to me, I was in very close proximity to. Prior to being a radio guy, I was a delivery guy. And I was out early morning doing my, I was in my bread truck headed down a highway here called 385. And I'm just heading down 385 and I'm headed to where my first stop is. Bread trucks are not exactly sports cars. It was hot. I had the entire side of this vehicle wide open, trying to get a little air into this heated box. As early as it was hot. All of a sudden, around me, and they passed so close to me that they almost clipped me, comes a Cadillac that has to be doing, I don't know, 100 miles an hour. That was unsettling. Then when the sheriff's department came by, five or six different cars equally going as fast, and my bread truck is getting buffeted by this, that was pretty close proximity. And I had already used weapons or pulled weapons twice in self-defense, so that was a little unsettling to be there because if they'd wanted to, as they were going by, these were armed robbers that were on the run. And they could have shot at me, but they didn't. I guess they were going too fast to worry about shooting the bread man. But being in proximity to that, all that stuff just kind of makes you go, When you get on Facebook, you see these trending topics. They ask you to, you know, with France, everybody was taking on France's colors and everything. I don't know why thinking about it, and, you know, the prayers and everything are fine. These people that go out and get concealed carry permits, on the other hand, because of this, they're doing more than praying. And after San Bernardino, they saw everything multiplied by a factor of 9 in San Bernardino. They used to average 10 requests for permits. They got 75. By the end of December, another 750 applications were received. On average, over the course of a year, they received 80. They were backlogged by all this. They couldn't handle all of it. Residents were having to wait 8 months to be scheduled for an application appointment. Residents in neighboring Riverside County were also applying for CCW. Application appointments at Riverside County were being scheduled 10 months in advance. Sheriff McMahon told ABC 10, 8 months out is a long way for us. I just can't put enough staff down there. I don't even have enough staff or workspace, to be honest with you. So it seemed like every law-abiding resident in the county felt the instant desire to be armed. People were flocking to gun stores and ranges to learn how to properly shoot and defend themselves. Suddenly, an anti-gun area was looking more and more pro-gun because of reality. Yeah. So we continually see tragedies like this happen in designated gun-free zones, even though they are designed in theory to keep criminals away. But that's, very theoretical. The reality is you can't predict what every single person in our community is going to do. All you can do is prepare yourself for the worst. You're saying right now, Bill, that's horrible. That's so fatal. No, I'm not trying to be fatalistic. I want you to be around. Prepare for the worst. Instead of taking a lax approach to terrorist attacks and mass shootings, the average American can and should learn how to defend themselves with a gun, because a good guy with a gun is the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun. Period. One thing, I'll tell you one thing that I hate. I hate Pokemon Go. I ride bikes every day. It's part of my workout regimen. Well, it's all my workout regimen. And sometimes I ride at Furman University, where the students are coming back. And the other day, my wife and I are riding around on bikes. I look up, and here comes a student in a car, facing the phone, driving the car, in the bike. I'm on the street part of it. I was on a path, and I was on the street. She's driving the car, playing Pokemon Go. Now, that's bad enough. That's dangerous enough as it is. I'm waiting for the Pokemon Go terrorist attack. I'm waiting for there to be like a Pokemon Go event. I saw one in Central Park not too long ago on YouTube. Thousands of people there, all playing Pokemon Go. Those people are not aware of anything. They're not aware of anything going on around them. But I see this every day when I'm riding bikes. I'll be riding bikes and, I'm riding a bike and making noise and rolling over a surface and everything. And I still come upon people that don't hear me coming, because they're too busy listening to the music or the audiobook or something. They don't know how to be aware. If you don't know how to be aware, learn how to be aware. Then get a gun, learn how to use that. And then join Second Call Defense. And then you'll have everything you need. Just keep on keeping on with that. Period. Okay, we'll be right.
only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Some of the highest degrees of innovations you have ever seen. Coming from National Review, and I'm only mentioning this because of a phrase they use, because they get out there and say, before he made his reprehensible Second Amendment people joke. Let me say this about when I got people like Will Smith saying that we're going to cleanse America of people that back Trump, when you've got Bill Ayers, who had a plan to kill 25 million of us, and he was the launch pad for the current president, when you've got all of these people out here believing and saying that we're criminals in the making, do we need to worry about taking the high road? Why do we owe anybody to take the high road? We've taken the high road, and it hasn't worked out. But anyway, this isn't actually about the National Review and their stupidity. It's, you know. Here's the thing about Clinton and the Second Amendment, because she definitely wants your guns. She wants to do away with the right. Now, she doesn't want to do away with guns because she understands the utility of guns, and she understands the need of this because she's been protected by guns for 20-some-odd years by the Secret Service with guns. I mean, her screechiness is legendary within the Secret Service. Clinton has not explicitly called for a constitutional amendment to neutralize the Second Amendment. And she has said no more than the Heller decision was wrongly decided. That's what she has said. Both of those positions, though, are too clever by half. As anybody with an elementary understanding of American law comprehends, you do not need to call an Article 5 convention in order to effectively remove a provision from the Constitution. If, for example, because this guy is an imbecile, he uses Donald Trump to claim tomorrow that the First Amendment did not protect an individual right to speech, how do you think the press corps would react to that? Do you think that the New York Times editorial board would nonchalantly say, well, that's fine because he hasn't called it for an Article 5 repeal? Or do you imagine that it would cry correctly that this was pretty damn worrying given that Trump might be in a position to appoint judges? Well, guess what it would be? It would be the latter. And rightfully so. Who in their right mind will respond to a court decision rewriting the First Amendment by shrugging and saying, well, at least it's still written down on the paper? You know, that's the way Hillary's defenders tend to respond. But Heller was more controversial than the meaning of the First Amendment. She also says that, and they say that as well. Insofar as there are more people who are willing to lie about the Second Amendment than the First Amendment, this is certainly true. But it's also entirely besides the point. As Trump implies, there would be precisely no point in having a Second Amendment if it did not, like the rest of the provisions written for the people, protect an individual liberty. As was observed in Heller's majority opinion, the revisionist interpretation of the Second Amendment is that it protects the right of the people to join a state organization over which the federal government enjoys plenary power. In and of itself, this position is absurd, logically and historically illiterate, but it's also ridiculous on a practical basis. As it is clear to anybody who has read the writings of both the colonists and the founders, who was studied the jurists of the Revolutionary era and beyond, who's familiar with the Dred Scott decision and the subsequent fallout, who has looked across the state constitutions, who's followed the trajectory of the academic debate over the 60 or so years, Americans have enjoyed the right to keep and bear arms for all of our history. Should Hillary get her way, that right would disappear at least legally, and the government would be free to make any policy choice it wished, up to and including a total ban. That's the truth. Who can say with a straight face that this wouldn't be to abolish, essentially abolish the Second Amendment? Any, you know, you want to try to claim without laughing that a reversal of Heller wouldn't render the right a dead letter? On this, Trump is 100% correct. A Second Amendment without a standard model interpretation would be like a Congress without the power to pass laws. Entirely without a purpose, no need to even have it. If Clinton wants to try to render the provision as such, that's her prerogative. But we know what you're saying. Stop trying to lie to us and tell us that you're not saying what we know you're saying. When, by the way, when they do that spin, when they go and say, well, you know, of course, she's not coming for a gun. She doesn't want to repeal the Second Amendment. She's not calling for an Article 5. You know, you should look at them and say, you know, you think I'm stupid, don't you? I don't, just the fact, you know what, as far as I'm concerned, just because you think I'm stupid, that's enough for me to go up against you, because I'm not stupid. But even if you were to change your mind, I'm still going to be against you because you thought that I was stupid. Stupid enough to listen to you. Stupid enough to believe what you're trying to tell me. So, they will continue to try to push this. They will continue to try to push this. Over and over again. But don't, I mean, and forget the vernacular that is being used by the conservative pundits out there when they're trying to make points, because Trump is right. That's what they need to say. Trump is right. Don't worry about how he says it. National Review, you guys are losers. You're losers. You back losing horses. The horses you always pick are nags. You're losers. Don't worry about how he says what he says, because that resonates with the people who voted for him. Not with you. Who cares? You don't. You're not in charge of nothing. That's just like those 50 former national security experts. What exactly is an expert in anything? And if I walk up to you and say, hello there, I'm Bill Frady, expert on firearms, are you going to take a class with me? Because you should run. You should run. Whenever somebody comes up and says they're experts, run. Now, if somebody gets out there with a dose of humility and says, well, you know, I can't help you with this, but I'll help you with this, and hey, that's pretty good, I like it. Okay, now you're getting somewhere. Don't worry about the vernacular of the so-called conservative media. They are nothing but the sort. Just take away what they said. Trump was right, and he was. And that's why he's worth voting for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
From the Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
They are the best holsters made of the thickest kydex you've ever seen in your life. But right now, I'm just going to do a little test. Hey, Ben, who's the best holster? Who's the best holster? Okay, I was just checking. I don't expect you to be keeping up with everything. Sorry. Hadn't talked to you. We didn't talk before the show, and I mean, I've managed not to mess up on the Second Call Defense thing all the way through, so I'm enjoying that, so I just figured I'd shake your cage. All right. It is a very good thing that it's a good thing for pantsuit that Bloomberg decided against running for president this year. If the self-appointed Uber nanny had thrown his hat in the ring, he would have made Clinton work overtime to retain her title as the least trusted presidential candidate in American history. Coming out of the Washington Post, and this is horrible, as of July 25th, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump now has a large lead on Clinton when it comes to honesty and trustworthiness. That sort of sounds like winning the race, but, you know, that's beside it. Bloomberg would trail Trump in terms of honestly presenting the facts if he were judged on the basis of the claims. Coming out of his anti-gun activist organization, Everytown, is making in his campaign for expanded background checks on firearm transfers. Because they're still continuing to push it. They're continuing to push for the expanded background check at the congressional level. Legislation proposing the gun control restrictions was defeated in the Senate in 2013 and in June this year. But why give up? Just because it keeps getting beat, you know? Bloomberg Group is behind the efforts to get state-level expanded checks imposed through ballot initiatives in Maine and Nevada. Coming November, they'll be voted on. Their propaganda in support of these initiatives centers around the group's claim that states that have imposed a background check requirement on private, non-dealer transfers of firearms have lower murder rates, including the murder of women in domestic violence circumstances and of law enforcement officers while on duty. Enter John Lott. In his new book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies, 22 of 24 statistical comparisons related to changes in the murder rate against women and law enforcement officers showed no change in crimes or suicide as a result of new background checks. Only two of the comparisons showed statistically significant results. Lott says one showed that states with expanded background checks on transfers had a large increase in police gun deaths. Which is the opposite of what they're saying. The other showed a relatively minuscule drop in total suicides, but even those results are no longer statistically significant when other factors are taken into account. The bottom line is that these background checks on private transfers don't help. They cost you. They take your time. You have to ask permission from the state to do something with your own private property, but they do no good in stopping crime. Economists and criminologists and public health researchers have yet to find that the Brady background checks did anything to reduce violent crime. Additional checks aren't the solution. He also calculated differences in murder rates generally and found that murders are 49% higher and robberies are 75% higher in states with expanded background checks. When you examine all the states that require background checks on private firearm transfers, there is no evidence to be found that these background checks affect murder rates. It's no surprise that background checks on private transfers don't reduce murder rates because requiring a background check before a gun is transferred doesn't stop a criminal from getting a gun because he's not going to go and have a background check done. You know, they have this thing called the Bureau of Justice Statistics. And if you look at page 13, table 14, you would find that 40% of the inmates currently incarcerated got guns through theft or another street illegal source. 37.4% from family members or friends. 9.9% from stores and 0.8% from gun shows. So 17% of them are going the legal route. Now, in its survey this year, the BJS is attempting to determine what percentage of these gun acquisitions were accomplished by straw purchasers. Now, that comes into play as well. No one should be surprised if this survey finds that the role of straw purchasers in these acquisitions is high, because we're looking at 17% of possibilities of these, you know, these are legal avenues. What if they're using straw purchasers for those? Then here comes the ATF, and they report that nearly 50% of the ATF investigations of illegally trafficked firearms involved firearms being trafficked by straw purchasers, either directly or indirectly. Now, until the public this is a big F. If the public would educate themselves as to what an expanded background check really is, unless they figure out for themselves that these checks don't stop criminals from getting guns, and stopping criminals from getting guns begins and ends not with increased gun control incursions on other people's rights to arms, but with enforcement of existing laws against straw purchasing, trafficking, and theft. Only then, if they were to educate themselves and take those facts in, would they understand that expanded background checks are a folly. They're a fairy tale. Second, expanded background checks pose a danger to the right and keep and bear arms to the extent that they lay the groundwork for nationwide gun registration, which is undoubtedly the reason that they want to make expanded background checks their priority. They want to know where the guns are. They want to make it compulsory that every gun has to be registered, which is fine. You know, I would step up just like they did in New York and Connecticut to do it. I would be right there to do it. I would. And I would not like, you know, the problem with that, it would be such a logistical nightmare just to want to look. I mean, when you consider let's say 370 million guns with 130 million gun owners, where do you start to make sure that they've registered their guns? Where would you start? Are you going to make it Australian style gun control would never work here because of the sheer number of guns and people here with them. I'll have to look this up. I want to know what the total population of Australia is. That's what I want to know. And I'll be looking that up here in a minute. I'm sure that the total number of gun owners in the United States probably dwarfs the number of people in Australia. It probably does. And I know that they never went into the interior of Australia because those guys never gave up nothing because they're still out there in the, in the interior where it's sort of the Badlands. So only the coastal towns where the beaches are, where the crime is now rampant. Gun crime is on the rise. So, yeah, they want that, so they're going to have a registration. They've always wanted a registration, though, because that leads to confiscation, right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Know about RVs? You've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the second call defense. Your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I carry them. I endorse them. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Speaking, and I've heard this before, but, you know, new source. Let's talk about this. Speaking at an August 8th town hall in Rocket Center, West Virginia, there Senator Joe Manchin criticized his state's recently enacted constitutional carry law, suggesting that relying on the Second Amendment alone as a carry permit will actually increase ambush incidents for police officers. I don't know where this narrative is coming from, but I'm going to give it to you verbatim. Constitutional carry, which allows law-abiding West Virginians to carry openly or concealed without a permit, was enacted after the West Virginia legislature overrode Governor Earl Ray Tomlin's veto of the measure earlier this year. Tomlin, a Democrat, vetoed similar legislation last year at the urging of Senator Manchin. According to the Cumberland Times News, Manchin told town hall attendees that gun control should be governed by common sense. He then criticized constitutional carry, suggesting that more criminals will carry now that the law does not require a permit. Here you get the idea that a elected senator making six figures a year, nearly $200,000 a year, is an idiot, because he's saying now that the criminals are going, oh, thank God, now we can carry guns. They just made it legal for us to carry guns, so we can carry guns. Then he goes this way. Before, we always knew who we were chasing, the bad guy, but we knew most of the people didn't have a gun concealed, and if they did, they were responsible. We don't know that anymore, so I'm for responsible gun control. Well, that's not what you're talking about, though, is it there, Senator? Manchin is arguing against freedom for law-abiding citizens on the basis of the conduct of criminals. Moreover, he is suggesting that criminals decide whether or not to carry based on concealed carry law. He also suggests that constitutional carry will lead to more police ambushes. Now, if the Manchin assessment was anywhere close to accurate, states with the strictest concealed carry laws would be testimony to substantial drops in crime. California has the stringent concealed carry law, and San Francisco led the country in property crime surge in 2015. Moreover, violent crime surged 20% in L.A. during the first 6 months of 2016, and the San Bernardino terror attack took place in California in December of 2015. But also, although the concealed permitting process is laborious in California, a gunman walked into UCLA's gun-free campus on June 1st and killed a professor. So this point is clear here. Criminals will be criminals regardless of the amount of regulation placed upon them. Huh. West Virginia legislature took the regulations of law-abiding citizens off law-abiding citizens to level the playing field. Good for them. Manchin, you're an idiot. Your governor that you managed to influence instead of, you know, doing like its constituents told him to do. He's an idiot. Now then, let's talk about this. You know, here's an article. Here's an article coming out of USA Today. About people and their relation with guns. Some of the revelations coming from these people are quite interesting. Take, for example, Joy Buttram, 31. He's a hunter, and he considers that it's vital that hunters can own shotguns and rifles. And he says it was just another thing in his house. When he was about eight, he and his cousins learned to shoot and handle guns from his great uncle, who was a county sheriff and Indiana State Police shooting director. Said we've always been around them, but it's always been a safety first kind of thing. We never had guns laying around where I could get to them. He's never felt afraid of guns, but wonders whether that's only because he didn't grow up in a place where guns were used violently. In high school, he started hunting. Now he runs a hunting and fishing company and hosts his own podcasts. And he says guns are simply a tool. He added, the killing part of hunting is the worst part. If that was my favorite part, I'd be a sociopath. After interning at a factory farm, he pledged to hunt to provide healthy meat for his family. It's free range, and he knows how it died. It's better than what you could buy at a grocery store, he said. It tastes more natural, better than chicken, better than steak. There's so much that goes into hunting in general that people don't see. People think hunting is just going out and killing a bunch of animals, and that we're all doing it for bloodlust. That's not the case at all. Most hunters love the animals more and do more for the animals. But then he digresses. He becomes what we consider, we call these guys FUDs. Okay, the fair weather guys that are out there. They're hunters, so therefore they're not really involved. And they don't think there's anything political about it. He gets quite, he considers himself politically moderate on gun issues. It's important to him that hunters can own shotguns and rifles. And he says quite lightheartedly that nobody's come to get my guns yet. I don't live in areas where there's high gun violence, so I don't know that part of the story. I do live in an area where most gun owners are law-abiding citizens, and they use them for the right reasons. I'd rather call 911 than shoot a gun. But he's politically moderate. He doesn't think there's... When you get out there and you think there's no issues, well, that's a problem. Then there's Kizito Kalima. He was came from Rwanda in 1994. He now runs a peace center in Indianapolis. He talks about them. He said, as much as we were called refugees and we are called victims of violence, we try to bring peace to Indianapolis because we know exactly how it is to lack peace. Willing to harm someone to keep yourself safe is bad. According to Kalima, anybody can get a gun easily, even criminals. You wonder how they would be able to acquire guns when this is the best country in the world. We have all the resources to protect the community. But, you know, all of these very, getting out here and interviewing a bunch of confused people who are obvious. And this is why we have gun control even brought up. This is why we have problems with elections, because we have a bunch of people like this. They sit around and they can't really make a decision. They got to sit on the fence. I mean, these are all fence sitters. But the fence sitters come across as, at the very best, moderate. Now, I'm fairly absolute about it. I believe that you should be allowed to have the means to defend yourself if you're a law-abiding citizen. If you are someone that has been, if you've committed a crime or something, there's a price to be paid for that, sorry to say. There should be a method by which you can maybe get your rights back, I think. But I don't know what that would be, and I don't even know how they would enact it. I don't know how they would oversee it. And I'm certainly not for anything that increases the size of government, so... I don't know what the answer is to you on those fellows and ladies and gentlemen that commit felonies, but you know that's don't do the crime if you can't do the time, and part of that is losing your rights. As far as the rest of it is concerned, well, okay. going out here and picking these guys out, this is just a way to make it sound like they're for reasonable, common sense gun control. Anyway. I just wanted to point this out because this is part of the problem. This is part of the gray area. We'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, it's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. Everybody stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.